We are learning Maseches Be'ah, Daf Chav Chesam Abeis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Chav Chesam Aleph. Om Rav Nechem Yevreid Rav Yosef. Have a kamina kemei de Rava. I was one time, Rav Nechem says, I want him standing in front of Rava, and Rava was doing something. He was sharpening his knife, with Anyantiv, he was sharpening his knife on the mouth of a basket. But Amri Lay, and I asked him, L'chad HaKavid, Mar, are you doing this to sharpen the knife? Oy L'haver Sham Nusa. Or you're doing this to remove the fats off the knife. Ba'amali, and he answered me, Lahavisham Nusay. And he answered me, no, I'm not chopping knife, I'm just taking off the fats. Bechazisi Ladaite, and I saw that the truth was Lachadukava, he was doing it to sharpen it. So why didn't he say that he's doing it to sharpen it? Because Sava he holds halacha, we pass like Rav Yehuda Adum Akshirach Nefesh. But the ain Mayrim came. But we don't pass like that. Rashi speaks out, we don't pass from the Rabim came, so he shouldn't be mezalzel and even do it, even though it happened before Yontif. Like we spoke out, Rabbi Huda's only matir to do machshira chenefesh if it was not possible to do it before Yontif. Now, Rabbi was, and the Chazal was skiv, he passed on Rabbi Huda, people will wait till Yontif and do it on Yontif. Therefore, we don't teach people that Allah is like Rabbi Huda, but really Allah is like Rabbi Huda. So therefore, Rabbi didn't want to say what he's doing, because he didn't want to tell Rabbi Nechemya that you're allowed to do this like Rabbi Huda. But the truth was, you're allowed to do it like Rabbi Huda. Now, it's mevuyeh over here that even a mashchezah shel eitz, because here it was on the basket, which made out of wood. So it sounds like even something that's wood would be also according to Rabbanan, and you have to come out to Rabbi Yehuda to be matir. So that's a shaila, that's one of the rise to one of the girsas before, that we paskin that's also to sharpen even with a mashchezah shel eitz. Nachamai, so v'ama abaya, have a kamina kamei demar. I was standing in front of Mar, usually that's Rabbah, but have a kama'av esakina svasa derechaya. I saw him sharpening his knife on the lip of the rechayim, of the grinding stone, which is made out of stone. And I asked him, are you trying to sharpen your knife? Or are you trying to take off the fat? And he answered me, to take off the fat. But I saw the truth was, he was doing it in order to sharpen the knife. The kasava, but he holds, Allah can hold the pasnak Rabbi Huda, the machshir ech nefesh is mutter to do on yontif, but we don't paskin that way, and therefore you have to try to hide it from me and tell me he's doing it for shamnunis. But really, the Allah is like Rabbi Huda, we just ain't marin kain, that's what we pass in Shechadar also, that halach Rabbi Huda, but the ain't marin kain, that means if someone asks you Allah, you tell him Allah is like Chum, they now do machshir ech nefesh. So I think more about it. The boilu, ma'ul lahar is sakin lachachim yomtif. When you shechta behema, you have a knife. The knife is a special knife, a chalaf. It's a special knife. It can't have any begimus, any imperfections in the knife. So the minig was, you just show it to the chacham to check if the knife is kosher. Why was that the minig? The different pshatim in the Rishonim and Achronim either give cover to the chacham, or the reason was because the chacham could concentrate and check it well, and therefore the minig was to show it to the chacham. So Shah was on yant, you want to make a shchita, you let show the sakin to a chacham on yontif. Now, what would be wrong with that? What would be the shaila? What's wrong with doing? What's wrong with showing the knife to the chacham? So Rashi learns that it looks like uvda dechol because it's like an avshem milsa. Looks like you come, the butcher shows up to the rav with the knife. Looks like you're planning on doing business today. If it's uvda dechol, that's how Rashi learns pshat. The Rif and the Rosh bring down from the Bahag a different pshat that the worried maybe you go chus the tchum to show the chacham. That was the shaila here. Are you allowed to show the chacham? Because maybe it's exer. Maybe you go chus the tchum. The Baal Amar is a third pshat. That maybe it's like Rias Bechar, which is like Dan Din, which you, it's like a Din Torah, it's like Masakin. Maybe that's why it's also. So we have different pshatim in Rishonim. There's a fourth pshat, the Rambam pshat. Rambam learns the pshat is that maybe you can find the pegima, find the imperfection, and you go fix it. And that's also to do also. Therefore, that's the Gemara Shaila. Let us show it, or your geyser is there to show a Sakin, the Chacham, and Yantav, and that. So it's Rav Mori read Rav Bizna Shari. Rav Mori holds his mutter. Rabbanan Asi, Rabbanan holds Asa. Rav Yosef Amar, Talmud Chacham, Roya La'atzmoy, Umashu La'acherim. Rav Yosef also holds Asa, but he has an Eitzah. Let a Talmud Chacham check it for himself, his knife, and then he can lend out that knife to other people to use. That's fine. For Amar Rav Yosef, Sakin She'omda, Mutl Achad V'yomtuf. A Sakin that got... It lost its some of its sharpness. It lost some of its harifas, as Rashi says. It doesn't cut well, but it doesn't have a bima. So halacha is you let us sharpen it on yontif. Bahani mili, the paskag of duchka. If it's not, if it's still usable. If it's not usable anymore, then it's too much of a tircha. It's isra's tircha to do it. But if it's usable, then you are allowed to sharpen this on Yom Tif if it's still usable, because not such a big tircha. And this man Yama obviously is going that we paskin like Rav Yehuda. You have to know what happened to the klal of halacha of a meirin kain. The mafarshim don't really are not bothered by that. So I guess he's saying ikar adin that it's mutter. So therefore, he's saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it was the skalkel on Yom Tov, it got ruined on Yom Tov. The fear of Yehuda, it's mutter, and therefore you're allowed to fix it on Yom Tov. But he's saying even so, if it's very out of shape, it doesn't even work. So then it's too much of a tircha, you're not allowed to do that. That's the last halacha. But how do you move the paskag of duchka? Darush of Chistav Tamer Vesiv. Echot sakin shenifkuma. Saya sakin, they got a pegima, got an imperfection, got a little crack in it. Vechot shpum shenirtsam. Or a spud. Vechot shpud shenirtsam. Or a spud, a spit that the top came off. Vechot grifas a tanur. The karayim. And say, cleaning out the tanur and karayim. The yomtiv. So all these things are issa malacha, a sakin to fix the sakin, fix the knife, or fix the shpud, or to clean out the tana. Which issa is cleaning out the tana? So Taisa brings down one pshat is ashuye gumon. So when you clean out the tana of a karayim, you're flattening out the floor and you're smoothing out the floor. That's why it's usher to clean out the tana. That's the way the relearns. Some learns as tikkun kli. It's Rashi later on the plan of base like that. That it's like a tikkun akaponim. These things are all tali in the machlekes Yehuda and Rabbanon. Machshir eichan nefesh amuta to do on Yom Tov anat. Bono machlekes Yehuda and Rabbanon. We come to the machlekes Yehuda and Rabbanon. Machshir eichan nefesh amuta on Yom Tov. In time, we're talking brisa. Eimei Yom Tov and Shabbos al eichan nefesh bevad. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos besides for eichal nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshir eichan nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that even machshir eichan nefesh muta. Not only is eichan nefesh muta on Yom Tov. But machshire eichel nefesh, malachos that facilitate the eichel nefesh is also mutter. My time in Tanakama. What's from Tanakama that says the only eichel nefesh is mutter, not machshire eichel nefesh? On Makra, the pasuk says when it's mata eichel nefesh, the pasuk says achash yeochel eichel nefesh hu levada yaslechem. Hu levada is a miyut. Only this. On Makra, hu levada yaslechem hu v'le machshire. Only eichel nefesh, but not machshire eichel nefesh. Not things that help out the Eichel Nefesh. Not the things that facilitate the Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda ima kara lachem. It says, extra word lachem. It says, just say that, achas yochel nefesh, hu levada yase. Why is it lachem? Lachem teaches us, achol tzorcheihem. Everything you need. But tanakam lachsil lachem, we do lachem. Om lach, hu lachem, that lachem is coming to make a meat. Lachem lelonachrim. That only for yourself you're allowed to cook, and not for non-Jews, who was had a meat before, not for klovim maybe, not for some adiyamas, not for behemoths. That's what Tanakam does with Lachem. What does Rabbi do with who? Vidach nami ksiv hu. Amalah ksiv hu v'ksiv lachem. It says hu, which is a meat. Ksiv lachem, which we're saying, is a ribu l'chol tzorcheihem. V'lo kasha. Kam machshirim she'efshal ha'isim erev yom tiv. Kam machshirim she'efshal ha'isim erev yom tiv. One is talking about machshirim that's possible to do before yom tiv. That is taka meat. And you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Something you could have done before Yom Tov, you cannot do on Yom Tov. Kamachshirim she'efshal ha'isim erev Yom Tov. Machshirim that you can do before Yom Tov only happened today. The knife got ruined today. That's where you have lachem. So eichan nami, if the knife was ruined yesterday and you knew that and you didn't fix it, it's usher to do it. Why? Because that's who? It's a mit. The only time Rav Yehuda is mekel as lachem, it's only if it happened on Yom Tov and you couldn't do it before Yom Tov. Om Rav Yehuda mashmur shpud shenirtzav is shpud that got crushed, also a sack of Yom Tov. Now I fixed it on Yom Tov. So the more pshita, it's pashut. Now I fixed it on Yom Tov. Lo tzricha. So what's the chiddush? Lo tzricha. Af gav the mafshit b'yadai. We're talking about a case where it's still usable. When it got crushed and it got bent out of shape, a little bent out of shape, but it was still usable. Therefore, you can't fix a Yom Tov. Why? Rashi explains. Because it's not sorry Yom Tov. It's usable. It's not so geshmak, but it's usable. It's so easy to fix, I could do it by hand. You don't have to bang with a hammer. Still, Allah, because you can't do it. Even though it's doable by hand, you're not allowed to do that because it's not tzarich yontiv, and you're fixing something not tzarich yontiv, therefore it's also, even though it's so easy to do that you can do it by hand, it's still considered a malacha, and it cannot be done. It's still considered a malacha, and it can't be done. Another member from the Rama Shmuel. Shpud shatzalu by basa. Use the spit to roast meat on it, and after you finish roasting meat on it, it's very disgusting. So now it's mias, it's muksa. Also taltav yantav. It's also to taltav yantav because it's an issa muksa. That's the halach. It's issa muksa. Now it bothers Tosis. Tosis bothered by that. What's the problem with issa muksa? Doesn't Rabbi Huda Shmuel hold that we pass the Rav Shimon less than muksa? So why is that a problem? So Tosis says the Teretz is don't hear a spud that was not a kli. It wasn't a regular metal spud. It was a like disposable spud. It was a piece of wood, a piece of branch. I used a branch as a spit. When I finished with it, it has no shame kli, and it's mias. So even Rav Shimon agrees if it's something that's a rock, if it has no use whatsoever, then it's muksa. And that is what we're talking about here. When we're saying it's muksa, it's something that has no use. Look at Tais Devas Ravina at the end. It says, V'yashalem v'shani spud la'acham l'achta inkan teres kli olav. L'hochi oysa shmuel, d'yashalav teres muksa. U'l'oylam svilei k'Rav Shimon. That's what Tais explains. So Gemara says further, Rav Ada Bahava Om Rav Malkiyoi, Rav Ada Bahava says, b'shem this Amira named Rav Malkiyoi, that there is some kind of Eitzah to use it. Shemtoi Umanichoi Bekaren Zavis. You could move it with Tiltum and Atzad. That means you could move this spit Ayidei something else. Let's say you take a broom and you push it to the corner. But you can't metal Tiltum Gom. You could do Tiltum and Atzad to get it out of the way. Even Tiltum and Atzad, only Mutter, Sheyeshlov Kazayas Basa. Only if it has on it a Kazayas Basa, then we allow you to do Tiltum and Atzad. But if not, then if no Kazayas Basa, we don't even allow you to do Tiltum and Atzad without a Kazayas Basa. And the lot of Rishayim not guards Kazayas, because they say if there's a Kazayas Basa, then you let it be metaltal Tiltum Gomer. Like the Mara says Nafid Aleph, Mishnah says Nafid Aleph. That if you have a piece of hide with the kazayas basa, you let him talta, that's the basa. Here we're doing less the kazayas basa. And we're just tiny that even tiltum atzad, it has to have a little basa on it. If not, you can't even do tiltum atzad. You can't even tiltum atzad. Look at this, tiltum atzad, the tzarech dava asr, is also to do. You can't just do tiltum atzad just for no reason whatsoever. So Mara says further, Ravino Amar, he argues the whole idea. Ravina Amar Apish in a love bus, no bus at all. Mutil tata, you read the regular total. What's pshat? Because if a spit is a sharp item, people might get hurt by it. And the lacha is when you get hurt, you let him move muksa. Midav a koitz shirabim. Lacha is there's a thorn in shirabim. You let him metalted on Shabbos or on Yontif. And it's, even though it's usher to do havara, they still will matter to do havara. Pachas Baba Amis, even with us the Rabbanim, because it came to a chance of someone getting hurt, they relaxed the Isser the Rabbanim. And the same thing over here, that they were not geyser on the Isser Muksa when it came to Isser the Rabbanim. Now, the Gemara Agav that we mentioned, this name, Rav Malkiyoi, we're just gonna bring in a different member. There's a different Amara named Malkiyah. It's not Malkiyoi, it's Malkiyah. It's with an Aleph. Instead of a Vav, then it's an Aleph. And there's different members from these different Amaraim. And they were trying to remember which one, who was who. So, Amar Rav Chinah Brei Rav Ika Shpud, which is the halach of our Gemara here, that says by a Shpud, in Aleph Metaltlet, you have to do Tiltum Atzad. There's another halach of Shvachos. Shvachos is a Mishnah, Masechta Subis, that says that even if a lady comes in, she's a very rich woman, and she marries someone, and she brings in 100 servants with her, 100 Shvachos, 100 maidservants, she still should do some work. Why? Because Batala maybe de Zima. If she's going to do nothing, she's going to come to Znus. And therefore, you could force her to do certain malachas. Look at the Gemara and Ksubis. So, and there, Rav Malkiyoi says, we're passing like Rav Eliezer. We're passing like Rav Eliezer. That's the case of Shvachas. So we have Shpud, where Malkiyoi says, you let him talk to Matzad. Shvachas, where he says, we're passing like Rav Eliezer, that even if a lady has Shvachas, she doesn't do work. But Gumais, the third halacha is Gumais. It's also, it's not a Mishnah. Shpud and Gumais are not a Mishnah. Shvachas is a Mishnah. Gumais is a Memra that it says that if a person, a man or a girl or a boy, does not have Shtei Saris, but they have a hole which looks like there was here there, the halacha is they're considered a gadol and a gadayla respectively, because a Guma only happens if there was here there. So those three Memras are Rav Malkiyoi. Shpud, Shvachas, and Gumais. That's Rav Malkiyoi. There's other, three other memories. Blurois, Efemakla, Vigvina, Yatra, Malkiya. What's Blurois? Blurois is that you're not allowed to give a non-Jew a haircut if he has this big chup, because a lot of times that big piece of hair was made for Avodah Zarah, and if you cut around it and you leave that hair, that's Avodah Zarah. So therefore you have to leave like three etzbayas on each side. And there, Rav Malkiya says, the shear is three etzbayas on each side of that chup you have to leave over. That's bluyers. Efe makle is that Allah is, you not only use a certain type of ashes to put onto your wound because it looks like you're doing a ksavis kaka, which is like a tattoo. And another memra was gvina, that Rav Malkiya said that the reason why they asked gvina's goyim is because he used to smear the cheese with fats from a pig, from a chazir. Al kaponim, that was all Rav Malkiya. So that's what Rav Chinna Reid Rav Ika said like this. Shmutzvach is gumay, it's Rav Malkiya. And blur is, Efe makle gvina is all Rav Malkiya. Rav Papa argues, Rav Omar, Mastita Rav Malkiya. Anytime it was a Mishnah or a Braisa, that was Rav Malkiya. Shemaitza, which is a Gemara, is Rav Malkiya. So, Efe makle gvina blur is all Mishnayos or Braises. Shvach is also a Mishnah. Shput and Gumbois are the only things that's a memory by itself. That's the only ones of Rav Malkiya. The other ones are Rav Malkiya. So, nafgamina between Rav Papa and Rav Chinna is, if Shvachais was Rav Malkiya, or was Rav Malkiya. So Rav Papa Amar Masnitim Umasnita Rav Malkiya, Shmaitz Rav Malkiya, V'simonech Masnitim Malkasa. You should remember is, Masnitim Malkasa, you know, Mishnah is king, is queen. My benai, what's the difference in the halach, what's the difference in the memras Rav Chinna Rav Papa? The difference is, Yikamanao Shvachais, that according to Rav Chinna, Shvachais is Rav Malkiya. According to Rav Papa, Shvachais, which is a Mishnah, is Rav Malkiya.